You got Jim Nelson here on this Friday afternoon, and I'm here in the KCSN Performance Studio as well, joined by the members of Family of the Year. We've got all the way around from my left, we've got James and Christina, Sebastian, Joe, and Alex here. They're going to play some songs for us, and we're going to talk about their new album. I'm thrilled to be working here at KCSN because we, among other things, were so supportive of local artists, and in fact, Family of the Year are from right here in Los Angeles. Their new sophomore full-length CD, Loma Vista, came out in July. And among other things, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler, it's an interesting description, I'm not entirely certain I agree, but he has described their music as the Mamas and Papas on acid. And I thought they were already on acid, so now I'm not sure how that all works. But at any rate, Family of the Year will be on the bill tonight at the Fonda Theater in Hollywood with Walk the Moon. And please join me in welcoming to the KCSN studios Joe, Sebastian, Christina, James, and Alex, Family of the Year. Hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the KCSN.
Hello. How are you?
How's it going?
Joe, let's kick off with a question for you. Family of the Year just started about 3 years ago, 2009. 3 years into a career, I don't imagine any band could tell you what their, maybe third show they ever played was like. But I have a feeling if I asked you to describe the third show you ever played, you might be able to do that. Do you remember the third show?
Yes, I do. Is that the one that we did with Ben Folds?
That's the one.
The fourth, guys. Because the third, I could just talk about the third.
No, talk about that one.
We say third, but it could have been the fourth.
Third or fourth.
But, third was at our parents' garage. No, the third was in, we opened up for Ben Folds in Boston Symphony Hall.
He was playing with the orchestra then.
Yeah,
you know how they do like the orchestra with like a rock band kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing it. And he picked us out of hundreds of bands to open up the show. And we freaked out and drove an RV to Boston and played at the Symphony Hall. It was crazy.
So then that's the way you start your career. Not a bad way to things started, huh?
Well, it was yeah, we played gigs before that, but I think it was for this band, it was cool to have that be the third gig, for sure.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we are playing Hero from your new album, Loma Vista, here on 88.5 KCSN. Sebastian, this song was initially on one of your EPs that you put out a couple of years ago. Is it the same version, or have you it differently?
We did it, we re-recorded the song. It was on an EP called Through the Trees that came out in, I think, 2010 or I guess the original version didn't, I don't think, quite do the song justice, so we took another shot at it and kind of expanded the sound a little bit and gave Joe's voice a nicer landscape to dance upon.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Well, speaking of voices, one of the real benefits, one of the real pluses of Family of the Year is the way they intertwine all their voices. And you're going to hear that right now, actually, if I could entice you to play Hero for us on KCSN. This is Family of the Year.
Let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be your big man. I just wanna fight with everyone else. Your masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else. I'm holding down a job to keep my girl around. Maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out on the weekend. And we can whisper things, secrets from our American dream. Baby needs some protection, but I'm a kid like everyone else. So let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be your big man. I just just want to fight with everyone else.
What a gorgeous song. That's Family of the Year live in the KCSN studios here. We've got the whole band in the studios, James and Joe and Sebastian, Christina, Alex, all joining us here on KCSN. I'm Jim Nelson. And Sebastian, let's throw another one out towards you. Loma Vista is the first time that you guys have worked with a producer and sort of took it up to that level. What was the thought behind taking that step this time, and how did that work out for you? How was that process?
The process was amazing. We learned a lot, and it was a lot of fun. It was a really positive process for us. The guy's name is Wally Gagle. He's half of a production team called Wax Limited, and he'd actually worked with us in the past on a different project, and he was the first person we thought of when we kind of decided we wanted to have a slightly more, I guess, produced sounding record. We just got in touch with him. It just really worked out naturally, but the decision wasn't really a hard one for us to make. It was kind of a natural evolution for us to kind of step it up a bit.
And I read that it was really important to y'all that that these songs would sort of all be of a sound of a piece rather than sounding like a whole bunch of songs that just wound up on the same album together. Did that intent, that thought process, sort of enter into and affect the way the songs were written, Joe? I mean, was it that far back that you had that intent?
No, I think that the only thing that was different about this was that we actually used like the same room to record them all in compared to like last time we did a lot of just, you know, record a song in this apartment or in that rehearsal space. And this one, I think all the songs are still could have been, I mean, in their when they were born, they were definitely very different. But they, I guess that's what a producer does. They kind of
puts the ducks in a row.
Together, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thinks about things like the collective
sound.
We also
did like quite a bit of pre-production too, where we actually, you know, went through the songs, like finished demos, but, you know, rearranging things and trying new ideas and stuff with Wally. So I think that also helped it all coalesce.
Yeah,
well.
I mean, yeah, we had like out of 25 songs, we ended up doing 14 or 15. You know, we had 25 written and demoed, and then Wally came by, and we spent like a month in a rehearsal space just kind of, you know, yay or nay songs, being like, no, the song just doesn't seem to fit, or I don't see what you're doing here, or this one needs a lot more work. So we kind of just, sifted through all the stuff we had and rewrote a couple of things, and he pushed us. He pushed us for like a couple weeks there, and it got a little difficult.
It's like training camp.
Got a little stressful.
One of the that's the thing about having an outside person in. They have their own thoughts and ideas, and suddenly you don't get to make all the decisions on your own. I was wondering how that played out. I mentioned a few minutes ago that one of the really beautiful, almost glorious parts of your sound is the four voices and how you use them, because more than a single lead vocal throughout the album, the lead vocal is really all four of you singing together, almost like a wall of vocals. It gives it a real sunny, a real bright sort of a feeling, I think. And I don't want to get too far into it, but there's one line in one song where you guys, you sing a happy little F word that we couldn't possibly say on the radio. But in the context, the way you, the thing you sing would sound very angry and aggressive, but with four of you all singing sort of sunny and bright, the line goes by and you go, wait, did they just say what? Yeah, is that what I, because it's so sort of discordant with what you'd expect. And I'm what I really wanted to know, that was the setup. What I really want to know is, since you have all four voices to work with, and when you all layer your voices together, it does give it a sunny, bright feeling. I'm wondering how that affects what you write and how you write the songs. Do you think of those voice vocal arrangements?
Yes, of course.
That far back into the writing process?
Of course. I mean, you can write anything. It could be terrible, and you have four people singing it, and it's awesome.
It makes it so much better. It's like Parmesan cheese on pizza.
Or better.
No, sometimes, I mean, I think that depending song to song, we end up spending, I mean, we don't really think about.
We don't think about it in too much detail beforehand. But
yeah, but it is amazing to be like, you know what, let's all sing this part.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah, that's actually 90% of the time what happens. Joe's like, let's just all do it. You know, and we'll be like, okay, cool. We jump in and sing along.
It's an interesting sound. I gather that when there's only one voice, it's generally Joe's, I think, right?
Yeah.
For now, almost exclusively.
But then most, or certainly more than half of the time, I don't know if it's most, but certainly a lot of the time, it's all four of you, and it gives it a whole style and a fun, sunny feeling I love it. I can't overstate that.
Well, that's the reason that it's exists is because everyone in the band wants to be lead singers. So that way you can just, everyone gets to be
lead singers at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, how about we hear another one of those songs from the album Loma Vista? Sure. We're here in the studio today with Family of the Year, an LA band that we're thrilled to have up here in the studios with us. And they are playing tonight at the Fonda Theater in Hollywood, opening up with Walk the Moon tonight. And what song are you going to play for us now?
This one's called Buried.
Great. Buried from the album Loma Vista on KCSN.
1, 2, 3. Bury me with my records. Where I am going, I'm gonna need something to do. Bury me with my guitar. Bury me with my best t-shirt. Bury me with my chest. Where I am going. Nothing ever changes, I'd be happier than hell in hell, waiting for my friends and family. Yeah, alright, I said it, I think you're a bunch of crazies, love, taking you all down with me. Bury me with my blue spirits, bury me in Echo Park. Of course I hope we live forever, happy and can grow together, never ever have to say goodbye. Just in case I made this list, if you lose it I'd be losing, but at least I know you'll give it your best try. We're gonna give it our best try. We're gonna help put everything back inside. Where I am going, I'm gonna need somebody there. Bury me with my mama. Bury me next to my mama. Bury me next to my pops. Where I am going, I'm gonna need someone to care.
that's missing is the campfire, I think. It'd get kind of smoky in the room here, wouldn't it? It's KCSN, and that's Family of the Year performing live here in the KCSN studios. We're joined by the whole band, and they're based right here in Los Angeles, but ironically, they are getting a huge amount of notoriety and notice over in Europe, and a lot of radio airplay in France, I understand. Are you guys brushing up on your French so you can do interviews over there?
Oui. Bonjour.
Bonjour. You might want to brush up a little bit more than that, but good. Well, congratulations. How's that feel to be sort of becoming hits over there?
Well, we take it one day at a time, don't we, Joe?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, a couple of years ago, you guys had one of your songs used in a TV commercial. I wondered if you ever had
a
chance.
Never talk about that.
Oh, why did you have to bring that up?
Ignore the fact that actually happened.
Okay, good. All right, then.
I'm kidding.
No, it's one of those things that, you know, you say yes to something, and you don't realize the impact it's going to have. And we actually honestly never thought we'd see it or hear about it, but it turns out
did
that,
you ever see it on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen it a lot on TV.
Yeah.
And people, you know, will write us messages and tell us that's how they found us. It's just odd. It's an odd way to find music. It's weird.
It's sort of a sign of the times, though, isn't it?
You know,
Feist had a song that just blew up for her a few years ago because of an iPod commercial.
Yeah,
it's weird. Those are like actually like those are highly coveted. Those iPad.
Any Apple
commercial is like, I think like bands actually like compete for that. You know, it's not, it's totally been flipped on its head.
It's
the
all
whole thing.
Backwards now.
It's all backwards, you know,
it's industry.
Well, we got to get Ben Folds and the Boston Pops to be the one choosing who gets to do the iPod commercials. And then you guys are
exactly.
in like Flint, right?
Seriously.
I don't know if we do it. I don't know if we do the Apple commercial.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We take it day to day, don't we?
We do.
We're 88.5 KCSN. I'm Jim Nelson. We're hanging out with Family of the Year here in the KCSN studios today. We're joined by brothers Joe and Sebastian Keefe, Christina Schroeder, James Buckey, and Alex Walker here all in the studios performing and chatting. And a little bit later tonight, they'll be at the Fonda Theater in Hollywood playing a live show. And a couple of things I want to sort of wrap up with and make sure that our listeners know about, among other things. They've got a song on the new album called Diversity, and when they made the video for that song, they went way above and beyond the Call of Duty. They let themselves get, putting this delicately, get stripped naked in their video. So I think the least that all of us can do is watch it 120,000 times in a row.
Yeah, because we did it.
We had just been on tour for about 6 or 8 weeks,
and we were so
pale and so out of shape, and we make the silly decision to get our clothes stripped off of us in our music video, and none of us did any sit-ups or anything.
Otherwise, it's
us in all of our natural glory.
In your glory. Well, Sebastian, I can tell you from my point of view, what you just described never went through my mind. Ooh, look, they're sort of pale, and wish they'd done a sit-up.
Well, we're all our own worst critics,
good,
aren't we?
You're looking good.
Anyways, Family of the Year here on KCSN. We're having a little fun. Again, they're playing tonight at the Fonda Theater along with Walk the Moon. If you would like to know more about this great band and what's going on with them, their website is familyoftheyear.net. And, of course, you can keep it tuned here at 88.5 KCSN for more of their new album, Loma Vista. Thank you so much, all of you, for taking the time to come up here to the San Fernando Valley today and bring your instruments and your wonderful voices, and we really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you again up here. How's that?
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.